will begin here shortly, and I'll have Mr. Moore explain to us how we will proceed with the public hearings.
First, I believe we need a motion to come back from session.
So moved.
You got it.
Got a motion? Got a second?
Second.
Yes.
Got a vote? Mrs.
Yes.
Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Cole, yes. We're back in session. Mr. Moore, please.
We are here tonight for public hearings, and when the council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will provide the council with a copy of the minutes from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present testimony. Council may request the applicant, may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their case, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. Any persons who are present and oppose the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition. After opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open. If you intend to speak, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you have a written statement, please hand it to Mr. Lank, and it will become part of the record. You are not required to read your written statement. If there is more than one witness for the application or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted.